So staying on that theme, the Commission for Gender Equality has called for a probe into the inhumane treatment of some looters in Gauteng and KZN. They come in the wake of acts of insurgency that we've been hearing about. So the Commission for Gender Equality is saying that we simply can't turn a blind eye to various videos that have been circulating on social media. And these show men, women, the elderly, children being treated really in an inhumane manner. We've spoken about this, the issue of soldiers and cops going into people's homes without a search warrant, looking for stolen goods, demanding receipts. Like, who keeps the receipts for everything that they buy? So let's speak to Jabu Baloyi, who's a spokesperson for the Commission for Gender Equality. Jabu, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. The CGE calling for a probe into what's been happening, or what are your concerns? What would you like to see happening?
Thank you, Mandy. Thank you for that. We, as a Commission for Gender Equality, we understand what has gone through in the country, in KwaZulu-Natal, particularly in Gauteng. However, we cannot put a blind eye on the constitutional mandate that we have as a commission, wherein we have seen incidences of women, children, adults, you know, being made to swim in village. Some, you know, there are stories of some being undressed naked to parade naked. And you cannot begin to think about how humiliating, degrading it is for them. We're not saying that, you know, we condone looting. We're against looting at all. It's a crime. However, people needed to be treated with dignity. Imagine an elderly woman of over 60 years, maybe carrying a small bag of mealy-meal. Is that person a criminal? Does she deserve to be treated in a degrading manner? Some sanity should have prepared to say, look, we're arresting you. We're taking you for stealing, and the necessary things will be done. One thing for sure, what we want from this, Mandy, we want a situation by the commission that people must learn out of any situation, whether negative or positive. We must have lessons to be learned. And one of the lessons is for the soldiers, the police, and the security officers to learn that people have got rights, that the rights are enshrined in the Constitution in Chapter 2. People need to be treated with dignity and respect. And that's what we're calling for as a commission, so that people can begin to respect other people's rights. We have got police and soldiers. We act out of excitement. And I don't think some of them, they understand that, you know, no right is absolute, that, you know, whatever they're doing, they're supposed to be cautious in how they treat people. Yes, we know people, you know, somewhere they did what they did because they played for poverty. But police should have arrested them there and there, not to subject them to that horrible things that we have seen. If it's wrong, it is unbecoming of police, soldiers, and the security forces. And that needs to be looked at so that, you know, also, we're not saying people must be fired from their jobs, but people must learn from this. We must teach these people about the Constitution and the rights and the respect of other people as it's espoused in the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa.
Jabu, thank you so much for that. Jabu Baloyi, spokesperson at the Commission for Gender Equality, really raising concerns. They want to probe into the inhumane treatment of looters. And I've seen some shocking videos on social media. I see somebody suggesting today as well that there's merely an assumption that because the food is in the home of somebody who is poor and black, that's why they're being treated as criminals. And that's certainly the perception that's being created there. And that's why the Commission for Gender Equality is raising this concern, saying they don't condone any form of stealing, but degrading people, dehumanizing them, does not also make it less of a crime.